right, all right. We want to welcome you. My name is Pastor B. Wallace.
And I'm Keontae McDonald, and you're tuned in to Simplify Complexity, a relationship podcast.
All right. So we want to welcome you to another day. We're just so thankful to be here. We're so thankful that you would be here to listen to us. Our topic today is love. I was thinking about Love Jones, L-O-V-E. Love. And so we're going to talk about love, but we're going to talk about defining love. And how do we define love? But before we get to that, we first just want to encourage you to give Harris Booker a call. He sponsors the podcast, and this brother has a big heart. He has a heart for people, and he really wants people to be informed, especially when it comes to insurance, protecting their family, protecting their assets. And so please give him a call at 909-717-4886. All right, so I want to start off by saying, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear the word love?
When I think about love, the first thing that comes to my mind is, you know, just a relationship between me and my wife.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just that unconditional, always forgivable, playful type, you know what I mean? Puppy love type
right,
love.
Right, right.
You know
okay, mean? All right.
All mixed in one.
No, I like that. And you definitely went someplace as we talk about defining love. Mm-hmm. And as we talk about this, I want you to pause at home just for a moment. I want you to think of, how do you define love? And I want you to really think about that, because how we define it impacts how we that's what we're looking for.
Show it.
I like mm-hmm. that. So it's how we show it. It's our actions. And what came to my mind, one of the things that came to my mind was that, you know, Love Jones mm-hmm. or L-O-V-E, you know, the poem. And so I think for a lot of our listeners, that's what they think about when they think of love. A lot of times their mind goes back to their favorite, you know, love movie. Mm-hmm. And so The Notebook and The Titanic. What you got, man?
Yeah,
you got
up there. That's up there. Now, The Notebook is up there. Titanic is up there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And so though that goes
better than that.
I say that because when we think of love and we begin to define love, now uh-huh. we're defining it based off of Hollywood.
Yeah.
There's this Hollywood perception of love, and now you're looking for this Notebook. Mm-hmm. You're looking for this Love Jones, even though that didn't end very well.
Yeah, that one didn't end well.
But you're still looking for this, like, this moment where there's butterflies, you know, like, right. Oh, the love, you know, the love at first sight. You look at each other and you can hear the music and the, oh, And so what's wrong with that definition as we begin to look for Hollywood mm-hmm. to define that? What are your thoughts about that, man?
Well, number one, the key word is Hollywood.
Right.
There's cameras. There's perfect lighting.
There's a script.
Yeah. It's a stage set for you. It's not real. It's make-believe. You know what I mean? In a sense. Not saying that you can't have a notebook.
Okay, I was about to jump in there. I was like, what's up, bro? So you're saying that, you know, romance isn't real. Or you're
right.
just saying you can't have love at first sight.
But when it comes to these, like, big budget movies and stuff like that, everything is perfectly placed in, you know, the way that they planned it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And if you've ever been in love, You can plan on, you know, how your love is going to go. But
I want to say, like, 9 times out of 10. Have you ever, like, tried to plan, like, the perfect date?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it just doesn't...
Yeah, it just doesn't flow the way
it
should.
Like, you're trying hard, man. It just, you know... It's just like, sometimes when you don't plan, you know, that's just when things kind of...
Right, you're like, oh, man, this came together well.
They came together well. All right. So, I agree with that, man. That's definitely a mistake, because you're looking for something that is scripted.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking for this definition... to play out into your life when life isn't scripted.
Yeah.
It doesn't always work how, you know, we want it to work. All right. So what else you got, man?
Another thing with love too, when it just comes to defining that term, you know, just going based off, I mean, piggybacking off what you said, like with Hollywood, we also just have to look at, like, you know, what, you know, when I've seen love, you know, how do my parents show love to each other?
Ooh,
or, you know, how does my, you know, my family and friends and people that I've come in connection with show love to each other?
I mean, that's a great point, because people define love based off of sometimes what they've seen.
Yeah.
In real life. And so there's people that you might be listening to this, you might not feel like love is possible because you've just been hurt.
Right.
And you've seen hurt. You've seen this destruction around you so much. And you've seen maybe what your parents have gone through.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's the song by Tina Turner? What's Love Got to Do With It?
Yeah, What's Love Got to Do With It?
You know, so, you know, okay, but that resulted as a from the heartache and the hurt that she's experienced. The definition, and one of the things that came to my mind, I have a scripture here, which is John 15. Do you have that one?
Oh, no, I don't actually.
All right, good. Yeah. So I like it when we have different scriptures. So this scripture came to me, which was in John 15:12, mm-hmm. and it says this. Jesus is speaking. He says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down your life for his friend."
Mm-hmm.
And what's unique and what's interesting about that is whatever definition of love you had, Christ now redefines love.
Right.
And so we can get, people can argue back and forth, well, this is love and that's love. It does not matter, because at this moment, Jesus now redefined love. This is a commandment. Mm-hmm. So this is not this is a command.
Right. This isn't a suggestion.
Right. Like, yeah. Maybe you should love. No. This is a new commandment. And this commandment is, this is now how you define love. Mm-hmm. Love is agape. Mm-hmm. So whatever you thought love was, it's now unconditional love. It's sacrificial. Love one another as I have loved you. And how did he love us?
Right. He unconditionally
sacrificed. Where he sacrificed. Right. So how does that play into our minds when we begin to define love? And so we're in this relationship and uh-huh. we're saying this is love. But many times love for us is a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It's euphoric.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where it's like, I feel in love. That's right. A thought, right?
Yeah.
I mean, can you? And somebody's gonna be mad at us. And so, but I'm just throwing it out there.
Right.
If love is sacrificing, if love is laying down your life for somebody else, if it's agape, if it's unconditional,
mm-hmm.
then is it just a feeling?
Mm-hmm. Not at that point, because I mean, if with sacrifice, you're putting some action behind that.
And they're just action.
Yeah.
Love does. Mm-hmm. I feel like somebody said that. I wish I could quote whoever said that, but it sounds really good. So I've heard it someplace, but love does.
Right. Love just isn't lip service. It just isn't like, oh, this sounds good. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Are you putting hand to plow behind it?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So.
Well, I've always had a saying that I would encourage people. Mm-hmm. There's a worldly love, meaning there's a love that is based on Christ, mm-hmm. which is unconditional, and there's a love that is based not on Christ, which is of the world. And this worldly love is like a because love,
mm-hmm.
meaning I love you because of what you're doing for me.
I
love you because the way you look, because it's all about feeling, right?
Right.
So I love you because the way you make me feel. I love you because of how you buy things for me. I love you because of how you look. I love you because of all these other things, and it's based off of how I feel.
Right.
But Jesus is saying, wait a minute, that's not love. I'm now redefining love for you, and love is an even though type of love.
Yeah.
So it's even though you're waking up in the morning, your hair looking a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, I still love you, right?
Yeah.
I love you even though you're getting on my nerves. I love you even though things aren't going right. I love you even though I don't feel in love.
Yeah.
That's deep.
And that's where, when we come into like the area of relationships and talking about love, it's just really dangerous to not really have a proper definition of it, because we get into these conditional roles, like you said. I love you because I love you because your love should be I love you because I'm doing this for you. I can do this for you. You know what I mean? You're trying to figure out what you can do to better this person or to help this person in life. Not necessarily what can they or what can she do to make me a better person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you have to,
and that's
sacrifice.
Where we make mistake in this love as something that is self-focused, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Love is other-focused. And so I know you got a scripture, man. What you got there?
Yeah, so the scripture I pulled up is 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7.
No, I did have that one.
Okay.
I like that one.
So, this is just like, when you read this scripture, this is just, it lays it all out for you, And so I'll go through it. So
go ahead.
1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7 says, "Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices with truth.
Hmm.
Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things."
Now, what pops into my mind is all them verbs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if y'all saw them verbs in there, but we just said love does. Love is an action.
Right.
And so when love is kind, love does all things, believes all things, you know, perseveres, love never, this is action and saying what love does.
Yeah.
And so now why, what pops out at you? Why did you pick this one, man?
I picked this one because, man, literally when you read this scripture, every word, you can just stop that and be like, okay, it's kind of like a self-check. Right. Love is patient, man.
Am I being impatient?
Yeah. There like times that. I'm impatient. You know, love is kind, man. Yeah. You know, that day I was sick, man, I was really mean. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that's why that really popped out at me, because it's more so like a checklist. You know what I mean? If I say that I love my wife, you know, am I really following these patterns? You know, love, it does not rejoice in wrongdoing. You know, I'm not happy if my wife, you know, let's say my wife gets mad at me, right? And, you know, my retaliation is going in the kitchen and tightening all the jars, you know what I mean? So she can't open it. You know, that's not love for me to rejoice in that and just to see her struggle.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
that's self. It's because self, if I'm hurting, I want you to hurt. If you're not doing for me, then I'm not doing for you.
Right.
And that's not love. And that's where, as you're listening to this, we want to encourage you to redefine love. Mm-hmm. Love is more than a feeling. It's more than just this euphoric, you know, interaction. And that is a wonderful thing. And there are moments where you're going to be excited mm-hmm. in the relationship. You're going to have this euphoric feeling for this person. But then there's going to be moments with inside of a marriage, inside of a relationship, where that person's going to get on your nerves.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the reality. I mean, look at our relationships with our parents. Look at a relationship with maybe our kids or with siblings or, you know. And so in that moment, you know, you have this moment where you love your sister or your brother. And then that moment's just like, you're getting like, just,
yeah, you on my
I
nerves.
Need my space, you know. But you don't stop loving them. You don't divorce your brother.
Right.
So why is it that we allow this thought of, well, I'm not in love anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm not feeling the relationship. I'm not happy in the marriage anymore. And then we just say, okay, well, that means I can leave.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you have the wrong definition.
Yeah, right. You have the wrong definition. I think, you know, when it comes to the definition, our culture, you know, the culture that we live in nowadays, it really fuels the flame to that. You know, when we turn on the TV, I mean, we turn on the TV every week, and I swear, there's like a new couple divorcing or a celebrity couple divorcing every week.
Yep.
You know, but when we see this on TV, even in a divorce, they're showing like these glamorous pictures and, oh, okay, well, when they divorce, they're going to get this $1 million house and then they're going to split this house, you know, but
that is not the picture, man. Take it from me. Divorce is hell. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is not something that you want to experience.
Right.
It isn't. And there are no winners.
Exactly.
There are no winners.
Exactly.
And so, especially when you're the person where you wanted it and the other person, you know, just walked away. You know, it's tough. It's like losing an arm.
Man,
you're losing part of yourself. And so you have to understand that, love does. And here's some of the things I wrote down on my notes.
Mm-hmm.
It's love moves you to love hard to love people.
Mm. That's deep.
But I mean, go through some of the things that you said with 1 Corinthians 13.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting about this particular passage is this must be the most quoted passage in a marriage, you know what I mean, in the wedding ceremony, right? It just sounds so good.
Right.
Love.
The words just flow together so nicely.
Right. I get my little Love Jones moment.
Yeah.
L-O-V-E. Love. Love is patient. Love is kind.
Right.
But where's that kindness, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when all of a sudden you're agitated.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's not hearing me. They're listening, but they're not hearing me.
Yeah.
Where is that patience when you're struggling to be patient? Love doesn't envy. You know, you're not looking at what they have and what they're doing and why ain't it this way. We're too caught up looking at other people's marriage on how they present it on Instagram.
Relationship goals.
Come on. All of a sudden it's like, well, why don't we look like them on Instagram? And, oh, look. And you don't even realize what they might be going through.
Right.
They're putting on this front on Instagram and making it seem like they have this whole like love moment.
Mm-hmm.
And you're envying what they have rather than just being grateful for what you have and making it the best you can be.
Mm-hmm.
So love moves you to love hard to love people. I put this one down too. Love fights to maintain romance when romance is dying.
Yeah.
Now, this made me rethink romance, because romance isn't something you do just when you feel like it. Because a relationship in a marriage, it needs romance.
Yeah.
And so if you remove romance from the relationship, you're hurting the marriage. But the thing is that we assume that romance is always something that you feel like you'll want to do. Mm-hmm. And if you don't feel like you want to do it, then therefore there's a problem.
Yeah.
But romance is something you do even when you don't feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's love. Because mm-hmm. love never fails. Love believes all things. It hopes all things. So I'm not going to allow romance to die.
Right. And that's, you know, that's big when it comes to love and just thinking about that. Because a lot of times, you know, when we're courting or we're in that dating stage, we put on the show. We whining and dining. I'm writing poems and all type of stuff. You know what I mean? But as soon as you put that ring on there, you get a couple years in, you just stop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to keep that going. You got to, it has to endure. You know, what's the, at the end of that scripture. And that's how we keep our love intact. That's how we keep that definition intact.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I want to encourage you as you're trying to understand love. And as you might be married and you're dealing with some challenges, you need to let 1 Corinthians be a memory verse. You need mm-hmm. to let John chapter 15 and really understand that Christ redefined love. It's sacrificing. And so what sacrifices are you making in your marriage, even as it's a struggle,
mm-hmm.
you know, and how are you persevering? How are you hoping? Man, the enemy will get into our minds, and because we don't feel the right way. And I keep going there because you're not always going to feel like it.
Right.
And the enemy uses that to plant seeds of doubt to where you become hopeless. But how is it that we have Christ, who is able to do above and beyond all that we can ask or think, who is able to raise the dead?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, even though you have a marriage that you might feel like is dying, that you have a marriage that you feel like is dead, you never lose hope because God is for you. Right. Therefore, God is even able to raise the dead. And so this passage is saying that love hopes all things.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you're listening to this and you're going through something, really just allow God's word to penetrate your heart. To allow you to see what you cannot see. Mm-hmm. And you'll begin to have hope. You'll begin to have peace. You'll begin to wake up in the morning because you have hope.
Right.
Could you imagine waking up in a marriage and you don't have any hope?
It's tough. It'd be tough.
But are we hopeless?
Mm-mm.
I mean, just food for thought, man. I know we went deep, but I mean, we want to encourage you. If you're listening to this, we really want to encourage you because it can get hard.
Right.
You know, you've talked about your testimony and how things got hard mm-hmm. and get hard. We talked about this before. I wonder whether I have you and the wife on, you know, because I know just you have a new baby.
Right, man. It's a lot.
You know, so you got your second baby. So that brings a whole new set of challenges.
Yeah.
And so there's going to be, because life is challenging.
It is.
You know, but with God, we have hope.
Right.
You know, so do you have any last thoughts, man?
Yeah, just my last thoughts is just another reassurance. If you don't properly define what love is and find the definition for love, you're opening the door to allow other people to define it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, and that can just be the TV screen, the movies, the perfect Instagram couple. You know, the funny thing about Instagram is nobody ever posts any bad thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Nobody ever posts a picture. Nobody takes a selfie and says, hey, just lost my job today.
Right.
You know what I mean? You only see what they want you
to see. It's like, yep, yeah, oh, my husband just cheated on me.
Yeah,
my wife just cheated on me, you know.
So I just say, you know, you locate that definition, you know, which is found in Christ, and you stick with that definition. Just like you said, make 1 Corinthians a memory verse,
yeah.
You know, and you just continue to repeat that to yourself, because the moment that you get away from that, you're allowing other people to define what love is for you.
Yeah, that's good. And that's what the enemy wants. Mm-hmm. The enemy wants to place doubt. The enemy wants to destroy love.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't let him. And we have the power to stop him.
Yep.
And so, well, really glad that you guys joined us. Please go to the website, simplifycomplexity.org. We have many other resources there for you. Also, please go subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Leave a review. I mean, that really helps us out. So we really want to encourage you to go there, subscribe, but then leave a review. Give us 5 stars. I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. You know, we're looking for 5 stars. So please give us 5 stars and tell people how much you're just enjoying this podcast. And that way we can continue to just, we want to be at the top of the charts.
Yeah, yeah.
When it comes to Apple Podcasts. People need this information. They need to get it raw. They need to, because we try to keep it true. Mm-hmm. And we try to keep it pure, honest. What you say?
Keep it 100.
100. 100. All right. So we're going to go ahead and close in prayer. Father, we love you so much. And we thank you for Christ and the love that you showed for us. That when we were hard-headed, that when we were hard to love, when we weren't listening, when we were doing our own thing, and when we felt like we were right and self-righteous, you still loved us. Mm-hmm. You still sent Christ to die for us. You are our example because your love never fails, because your love hopes, because your love is kind, because your love is merciful and is full of grace. So, Father, we just want to be more and more like you, and we want to pray for those that are really challenged in their love and how they express it. And it is not an easy situation. What sometimes some of the things that we go through, somebody is listening to this and they really do feel hopeless. So, Father, I pray that you will just give them hope and strength, that you will surround them with a people that will, a community that will love them and offer godly advice. Father, we know that you are able to resurrect the dead. And so, Father, just raise up marriages that are dying. And help them to see what they can do rather than constantly looking at what the other person isn't doing. Mm-hmm. We love you. We thank you. We ask all these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, you guys. God bless you. God keep you. Until next time.
Put your hands up. Make some noise. Party with me. It's a family reunion and my family's with me. We're in the house of the Lord. Yeah. It's what you're looking for.
Come on.
Stand up.
Stand up.
Put your hands up. Make some noise. Party with me. It's a family reunion.
There's no place I'd rather be or people I'd rather see. Where there's two or three, then there the Lord will be. Where the Lord is, then there you'll see me. If the Lord ain't going, then I'm not going. Let us be best minded with the mind of Christ. Let us love one another as you would love. I, you need